Good morning and welcome. Thank you for being a part of our worship during the season of Easter. Each Sunday during the season of Easter, we look a little bit at what it is that Jesus is trying to convey to us, his church, as far as what our mission is going to be after the resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost Sunday. In other words, what are you and I supposed to be doing, both for the last 2,000 years, and for how many ever years are left yet before Jesus returns? And Jesus is very specific with his instructions. Now, part of his instructions that he is giving to us this Sunday is he's reminding the disciples that the past in which Israel was uniquely God's sheep, there was that one fold, that one Israel fold that belonged to God and God alone, and Israel had God above and beyond everyone else, is about to change. Jesus says, I have sheep who are outside of the fold. All over, in fact, Jesus says the entirety of the world will be called to be a part of this one flock that is, of course, the church. And Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd. This is new and different to the people of Israel, and new and different to the disciples themselves, because this is a shift in the way the ministry that God's people have done and is doing will become what they do in the future. It is a big shift. Now, Jesus is, of course, using the metaphor of sheep and shepherds. He's not literally saying, I am a good shepherd. I go out and I tend to four-legged animals that have, you know, big woolly fur. And that's, I think we understand, a metaphor. Most of us have probably never met a shepherd. I have lived in a lot of different places around our country, and really, I don't believe I've ever once in my life met a shepherd. However, I did once live, when I was in my very first parish, somewhere very, very far out where we had a lot of farm animals, cows and chickens and pigs, and yes, we had a lot of sheep. There were some strange things about living where we did. We lived very, very far out. It was an hour drive to our nearest grocery store. And the people who lived in the congregation's area, who were members of the congregation that I served, had been there for a very, very long time. In fact, we sat down one day and figured out that there was no one in my congregation at that time who was not related by birth or by marriage to the founding four families who founded the congregation nearly 200 years ago. That's how small and tight and insulated this community was. And so they did some strange things. One of the strange things was giving directions. There was nothing more frustrating than getting directions from a long-term resident, because they would say things, and this is an honest-to-goodness direction that I got once when I asked how to get to someone's house, and they said, well, you go west on 197. I don't know what direction west is, but okay, I could figure that part out. You go to where the Bradfields barn used to be before it burnt down. Okay, now I've got a problem. You take a left and you go till you see Thelma's trailer and you take a right. How would I know what Thelma's trailer looks like? Then you go out for about 15 more minutes, you can't miss Bertha's house. There are a lot of things in those directions that made assumptions. It assumed I knew the lay of the land and knew which direction was west, which direction was east on 197. It assumed that I'd always been there, so of course I knew where the Bradfields barn used to be before it burnt down. I did not. It assumed that I'd been to Thelma's trailer before, so I knew where Thelma's trailer was. I did not. And so those directions did not necessarily help me very much, because I wasn't from there. I wasn't a part of the world that they'd lived in. And the church faces the exact same problem at first, because they're bringing people in from all over the world. Jesus has called them to be a church that gathers people in to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because he says, I have other sheep. They hear my voice and they will want to follow me and come and be a part of our shepherd group, and I will be their good shepherd. But here's the problem. Those sheep need to be given instructions. They need to be given directions. They need to be told where to go, what to do, how to live, how to behave, how to be a sheep in this particular flock. It's not enough just to bring them in and say, okay, you're here, congratulations, because they don't know what they're supposed to know. Just like I didn't know what I was supposed to know in that congregation when I was getting directions. So what is it that we're called on to do as the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ in this world? Well, one of the things we're called to do is we're called to speak the words of Jesus Christ. Because the world that we live in is full of sheep who are outside of the fold, who need to be brought into the flock. And they can only be brought in if they hear the voice of the shepherd. We want to call them with our voice, don't we? We want to invite them with our presence. We want to give them comfort that is human and that makes sense to us. We want to use our own wisdom, our own perception, our own understanding of society and reality. And here's the problem. When we begin to gauge what is our calling to speak as the body of Christ here in this world, if we speak anything other than the words of Jesus Christ, if we speak any truth other than the truth of Jesus Christ, if we point to any other symbol other than the cross of Jesus Christ, we're going to immediately confuse the sheep and ourselves, because that's not a part of the kingdom of God. And in all likelihood, it will be flawed. It will be faulted. It will be broken. Why? Because we're human beings and that's part of our nature. Any perception that we have that is outside of the will of God, any understanding that we have is outside of the understanding of God, any reality that we perceive that is outside the reality of God is going to be marred by sin and imperfection and not be the instructions of Jesus Christ. So what is it we do? How are we to adequately call the people of this world into Jesus Christ Church? Well, the first thing that you have to understand is Jesus says there are sheep and these sheep are my sheep and they will hear my voice and they will respond. He doesn't say all sheep will. He doesn't say every sheep out there in the world is going to hear my voice and respond and come and be a part of the kingdom of God. You know, there are sheep out there who are going to hear the voice of the shepherd and they're going to run away. Do you know why they're going to run away? Because they belong to a different shepherd. They belong to shepherds of this world. This world is full of shepherds. Somebody says to me once, have you noticed that the Bible, especially the Old Testament, is full of references to what you can or cannot do when it comes to wealth, power, and sex? Guess what? When a human being is not listening to the voice of the shepherd, when we're not worshiping God, when we take God out of the equation, there are three things that human beings will turn to for transcendence, will turn to for worship, will make into a religion. Guess what they are? Wealth, power, and sex. Guaranteed. That is human nature in a nutshell. Those sheep belong to different shepherds. And it doesn't matter how much the voice of our shepherd calls them, they have a different shepherd. And so we can try to twist our message. We can try to squeeze our message into their perception. We can try to tailor our message to make it palatable. But in the end, those sheep are going to run away because they don't belong to our shepherd. But there are sheep who do. And those sheep will hear the voice of the master when we speak with the master's voice. And how do we do that? Well, there's a few ways we do that. One of the ways that we do every Sunday when we lift up the body of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ and say, this and this alone is your source of forgiveness. Jesus Christ has come to save you from your sins, not Russell Yoke, not the congregation of First Lutheran, not your adherence to the law in your imperfect ways, but the very body and blood of Jesus Christ offered for you. That is where your salvation comes from. in the sacraments of Jesus Christ. We speak the truth of Jesus Christ, and in that we speak with the voice of the shepherd. But also when we speak with the words of Scripture, the words that God left behind for us to speak into this world, when we speak with those words, then we are speaking the truth of the Good Shepherd. Sometimes it's hard for us to speak with those words because we've not studied them enough to know them. We should. Sometimes it's hard for us to speak the truth with those words because they disagree with the truth that we want to hold up, which is no truth at all because it's a human truth and thus it is broken and false. The Scriptures teach us the words of God. We speak those words into this world, and the sheep of Jesus Christ will come and listen. And then, of course, there is the historic witness of the church. We've been here for 2,000 years. The Holy Spirit has moved among God's people for 2,000 years. It has left us things like the creeds. It has left us things like the liturgy. It has left us things like the historic witness of what is true and false, what is good, what is heresy. We have 2,000 years of God being active in the church, giving us the voice of the shepherd. When we hold those truths up, when we speak those truths into the world, the sheep who are Christ's will respond. They will come. They will gather. And that is our job. It is what we've been called to do. It is who we are called to be. Those who speak with the voice of the Master. Not because we're the Master. We're broken. But because we've been called to be a part of the body of Christ. And part of the ministry of Christ is to speak the words of Christ.